To finish our show today, we visit Studio 360's own archivist and master preservationist of sound, Andy Lancet. In his cramped office on the 33rd floor of New York City's municipal building, Andy maintains a huge archive of recordings and recording equipment going back to the early days of radio.
Here we have a Studer B67 flatbed tape deck. We have four Atari 5050 2Bs. And we have actually three HHB CDR burners.
In the 1930s and 40s, before cassettes and CDs and reel-to-reel tape, radio stations recorded their live programs on 16-inch acetate records. Over time, the acetate forms a waxy white buildup, making it almost impossible to play the record. Dressed in a white apron, holding a jar of mineral oil, Andy explains the process of cleaning and restoring the sound from these old discs, some of which haven't been played in more than 60 years.
And here we have Swan mineral oil. So we just smear a little bit on here like this. And we'll take a velvet brush and just kind of smear it around like this. So we do wipe down on a turntable, take it to the wash tub, clean that off, then give it a separate wipe down, and then we put it up on the Monk's machine. This tends to spray water about a bit. What you've got is something that looks like a turntable. On the left side is a brush, just sort of a cleaning brush, and on the right side you have what looks like a tone arm, but it provides the suction. Okay, enough with that, and now we switch to the pump side of things and let it suck it all up. I'm trying to give you the sound capability, in effect, that this disc holds. And that all of the sounds, including the ticks, pops, and clicks, are, that may be there because the record or the disc is scratched, because they're all part of that recording and belong to it, and are all part of that preservation process. Okay, this is Marian Anderson on April 9th, 1939, in Washington, D.C. The other thing about acetate discs is that they're records of what happened or what was broadcast. They weren't necessarily meant to be played over and over and over again like regular records, because we're talking about something that is a relatively soft substance and will wear out, I think, a lot quicker than, say, a pressed vinyl disc would. Oh, I get a lot out of it personally. I particularly like when things turn up that no one's heard for 60 years and that are rare or unusual.
We are happy to have, as guest commentator, one of the foremost living American composers, Mr. Aaron Copland. Ladies and gentlemen.
I found a recording of an American Music Festival broadcast from 1941 that the catalog made no indication that Aaron Copland was speaking.
This hall was the first place in which I heard a symphony concert.
And it was pretty unusual. The discs, fortunately, were in good condition, and it hadn't been broadcast in 60 years.
I feel that the more American music is played, the sooner we will create an important music of our own in this country.
It's a good feeling to be able to do that, in effect resurrecting something from what, in all intents and purposes, was a total oblivion.
One day, one of those men in that school becomes a Beethoven. But the Beethoven does not appear suddenly, without warning, and from nowhere, with a great symphony under his arm.